In case you paid attention, the altar and the vestment colors that have been used thus far for the Sundays of November have all been different. November 2nd, our food for the poor priest was here. He wore a violet vestment in commemoration of the faithful departed. Last weekend, Father Dan and I wore white, remembering the importance of the Lateran Basilica in Rome and it being the mother of all churches and a sign of unity. And today, here we are back in green for the last time now until mid-January, which signals the end of the ordinary time season of our church year. Next week, we'll be back in white for our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. The week after that, violet for Advent. Now, I point out these changes and differences only to say that the liturgical life of our church, both universally and locally, is full and enriching. Every color, every feast, every shift in tone throughout the year tells part of the story of salvation and of our own spiritual journey. We move from seasons of joy to seasons of repentance, from the brightness of Easter to the deep reflection of Lent, from the steady rhythm of ordinary time to the anticipation of Advent. And now, as we come to the very end of the liturgical year, our readings draw our eyes toward the ultimate fulfillment of all of these mysteries, the coming of our Lord in glory. In today's gospel, Jesus speaks of the signs in the heavens, of the destruction of the temple, and of trials that will come upon his followers. It's pretty dramatic and unsettling language. Earthquakes and wars, persecutions. But Jesus isn't trying to frighten us. He's trying to wake us up. He's calling his disciples then and us today to recognize that everything in this world, no matter how solid or how beautiful it happens to be, is passing away. Even the magnificent temple in Jerusalem, the pride of God's people, would one day be torn down. And yet, amid this stark warning, Jesus also gives a word of comfort. Do not be terrified. He tells his followers that when they are persecuted, when they're brought before kings and governors for his name's sake, what does he say? It will lead to your giving testimony. In other words, these challenges will not be the end. There'll be opportunities for witness. What looks like loss or chaos is, in God's plan, a chance for faith to be made visible, for hope to be purified, and for love to be strengthened. I think that's a fitting message for this time of year, isn't it? November is a month full of remembrance and reflection. We begin by praying for the dead, acknowledging our connection to all who've gone before us. Remember that our lives, in fact, are fleeting, that this world is not our permanent home. We celebrate the saints in glory and the souls who still await the fullness of God's mercy, and we look ahead to the end, not with fear, but with faith. The church, in her wisdom, places these readings and feasts here right before Advent because she knows our human tendency to get distracted. The liturgical year itself is a teacher. It reminds us everything moves toward Christ. Every feast, every season, every color leads us back to that same truth, that he is Lord of history and he will come again. That's why today's readings are not meant to scare us, but to steady us. Malachi, in the first reading, speaks of a day that will come like fire, burning away all that is wicked. But he also says, "For you who fear my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with its healing rays." What a beautiful image. For those who trust in God, the end is not destruction, but healing. Not darkness, but dawn. And what does that mean for us as we approach the end of this church year? It means we're invited to look honestly, I think, at how we've lived this past year. Not just the calendar year, but our spiritual year. Have we grown closer to Christ? Have we allowed his grace to shape our thoughts and our decisions, our choices and our relationships? Have we shared the gospel in word or example? Ordinary time, that long stretch of green, is meant to be a time of growth. The green vestments remind us of life and vitality and faithfulness in the everyday. But as the green fades away and we approach Christ the King, the church asks us to gather the fruit of that growth, to reflect on what's taken root in our hearts and maybe what still needs pruning or renewing. Our Lord's words today are especially timely because they help us see that our faith is not meant to depend on external signs of stability. You see, temples can fall, institutions can falter, the world can shake. But as Jesus says, by your perseverance, you will secure your lives. That, my brothers and sisters, is the heart of discipleship, perseverance in faith, not panicking when times are hard, not giving up when prayers seem unanswered, not losing sight of God's promise when the world feels uncertain. In a way, the liturgical year mirrors our own spiritual journey. We go through highs and lows, through light and darkness, celebrations and struggles. But every year, we circle back, not in a flat loop, but in an upward spiral, growing closer to the Lord with each turn. The colors, the feasts, the prayers, all of them invite us to see our life in Christ as part of something much bigger and richer than just another Sunday. And so, as this church year draws to a close, perhaps we can take up three small invitations to remember. Recall how God has been at work in your life this past year. Moments of grace, moments of healing or forgiveness, or maybe just some quiet growth. Thank Him for that faithfulness. To recommit, where has your faith grown lukewarm? Where do you need to trust God more deeply? Now is the time to turn back to Him with renewed purpose. And thirdly, to rejoice. Even in a world that seems very unstable, rejoice that Christ reigns. The church's year ends with His proclamation as Christ as King, His kingship. And it's there for a reason, because everything begins and ends in Him. So next Sunday, Christ the King, a reminder that Jesus is not just the Lord of heaven, but of history, of nations, and of every heart. And then Advent, a new year of grace, of waiting and watching for the Lord's coming. This rhythm of the church keeps us moving forward season by season, from hope to fulfillment, from promise to presence. And so yes, the colors change, the feasts come and go, but really what they all reveal to us is the same truth, that God is faithful, that Christ is coming, and that we're called to live each day as people of hope, steadfast, awake, and ready. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives, Jesus said. May we finish this church year with grateful hearts, confident that the same Lord who began His good work in us will bring it to completion until the day when He comes again in glory.